Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
How you doing? Pete Donaldson here, back with more stuff from Ramble's past. And we are skirting fairly close to the present slash future of football. With a look at the 2015-16 season, we are kicking off with a reading from a fictional diary from Ramble favourite Kev Keegan. It's hurting. Pavel Sernichek released his autobiography. So I'm going to give you a week in the life of Kevin Keegan.
Oh,
his diary, all right?
A present to us all.
Exactly.
Bloody looking forward to this, Peter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Monday. Had to take Keith Gillespie to the Royal Infirmary because he'd swallowed a pog. God, why can't my players be more like my best friend Terry McDermott? With his mop of hair and lovely moustache, he really is a fine figure of a man. He won 3 European Cups and 6 Division 1 titles, but when it comes to hunks, my wife says that she prefers Graeme Souness, who only has 5 English League titles to his name. Is she mad? Tuesday. Got Coventry at the weekend. I do like their strips. I keep on asking the chairman to switch to Pony.
Oh, yeah, Pony!
I can't see any reason why they can't be as big as Adidas in the next 10 years. Their jackets make even Dave Merrington look presentable. It's a big game for us, especially as things have been going of late. People say my dressing room lacks discipline, but that's not true. I caught Barry Venison smoking opium in the loser game. Wednesday, Joe Royal rang. He wants to know about the availability of Paul Brayson. I said he's happily married to a PE teacher, the weirdo. What's wrong with hitting the clubs, Joe? With those baby blues, you'll be trapping off in no time, I said. I mean, you know Terry McDermott, but you're still the manager of Everton. Oh, Terry, what's in that gorgeous head of yours?
Trapping off.
Thursday, Tino's out for Saturday. He says he threw his work permit on the fire thinking it was money. Bless him, he must be freezing up here. Mark Hottinger popped in for a chat. Christ, he's looking more like Mark Knopfler by the second. I hate Mark Knopfler. I've told John Hall to sell him. Friday, light training today. I say light. Tackles were flying in everywhere. Honestly, my team are unhinged. I don't know where this lot get all the anger from, because it ain't from me. I asked developmental coach Nigel Pearson and reserve team coach John Carver, and they didn't know either. Saturday, Paul Kitson died. We beat Coventry, though. Gordon Strachan really can't cut it as player manager. I'd love that as soon as I get my cast off. Oh, yeah, I forgot to say it. I dropped a bag of sharp sand on my foot. It wasn't even my sharp sand. I was helping the whole lady at B&Q. I wish I was as indestructible as Terry D. Oh, Terry.
Terry D.
Monday. Dear Diary, sorry about not writing an entry on Sunday. The lads found you on the team bus on the way back from the Midlands and Mark Hottinger took great pleasure in counting every time I mentioned Terry. Terry's now not talking to me and Nigel keeps giving me angry looks. Honestly, what a week. Oh. A week in the life of Kevin Keegan.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Purely factual.
Yeah, purely factual.
It's snowy. It's snowy, guys.
Okay, we're through shooter. With guns in there. Ah, it's a lovely old snooker all you got here. It'd be a real shame if anything were happening.
It's a fucking embarrassment.
I came here for a hashtag.
I came here for a knees up. You're Toby.
You're Toby.
Let's have a little tiny bit of Football League chat. We'll be back on it, obviously, when the season starts. But this, in League One now, after the ridiculous happenings at Blackpool last season, the club are obviously hoping that their pitch will be ready in time for the first home match of the season. This is because they're having the pitch relayed due to some damage caused by the Neil Diamond concert that happened there at the end of July.
It's the most Blackpool thing in the world, isn't it?
It's the end of July thing. Can you schedule it in then? Yeah, fine. Yeah, the season starts a week later.
Is there a lot of moshing at Neil Diamond?
Apparently so, yeah.
Apparently, I heard that Niall Rangers is a big fan of the Jewish Elvis. Loves him.
Oh, really?
Loves him.
Yeah, well, fair enough.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's just that he was in the news recently.
He's always in the bloody news.
I know. Blackpool fans, what next?
No, yeah. All we can do is laugh. We can't do anything more. I went on a rant a few weeks before the end of last season, didn't I? So you can listen to that. That's how I feel about it.
I just wanted to say
nothing's really changed.
No. Yeah, I was about to say it has changed because it's got even worse.
Yeah,
it's changed for the worse.
If Neil Diamond's coming, just raking up the pitch.
All I will say, Blackpool, if you think you're going to get me on side by drafting Neil Diamond into the equation, you're very much mistaken. If anything, my resolve has strengthened.
Theory me.
Bloody love Neil Diamond.
Confusing, then, yeah.
Okay. Whoever tallies up the points, and God bless you for that, then one to me there. Now let's go on to the European Championship qualification, because proper points were dished out. It's bloody getting good, isn't it?
It's football on the Scatman's world stage.
Yes. Let's go to Group E. England bossing it.
Group England?
Oh, smashing it up.
Yeah. Romping it.
San Marino with the latest to...
San Marino who?
Yeah. You've got more cars than people, you idiots.
Yeah. Flan Marino.
Jim, you want to join
No.
In? Okay. England hammered them 6-0. The latest side to be put to Roy Hodgson's sword.
To St George's sword. Doesn't even need a shield.
Flattened under the Roy Hodgson steamroller.
Smash the San Marinian or whatever you would call them, dragons.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Get lost.
Decimated.
Get lost, San Marino.
The Team England airstrike.
Go back to your fucking bakery.
The Walcott scud.
Yeah.
Smashed.
Ah, job well done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
6-0.
Yeah.
It's 6-0.
It's a 6-0 result away from home. It's 6-0 on the road. 14 goals in two games. In San Marino's backyard.
Which is in
Italy.
They
might as well move out.
They might as well move out. Just close the country.
They've been forced out by inflationary gold prices.
Sink it.
Of their own house.
Sink San Marino into the fucking sea.
Yeah.
because it's not worth talking about in March.
Cut it out and throw it in.
Reclaim.
Get a big catapult.
Reclaim. Get rid of it. Footballing tsunami.
Get Italy to boot it into the stratosphere with its foot.
I've done this 49 times against much better opposition than you, so fuck off.
Yeah, we'll cut it out, put it in the sea, tow it over to the Isle of Wight, and then the residents of the Isle of Wight can laugh at it.
Yeah.
Can just laugh at how shit it is.
I'm sick of talking about them. Just get rid of this. I'm sick of talking about San Marino now. They're not even worth it.
San Marino, more like. It's a northern expression about being old.
Sham Marino.
Sham Marino.
Rooney equaled Sir Bobby Robb.
Sorry about the swearing.
Sir Bobby Jones.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, guys. Records. Just get a lot of flu.
In Ghana, there are some concerns, though, amid domestic football getting poorer attendances. Now, apparently, attendances have dropped off quite a bit in the last 10 years, with people preferring to watch Premier League games and on the telly and so on and so forth.
It's a big problem in the world over, really, that.
It is.
The danger of the best league in the world.
People are believing that.
Yeah, they will.
However, help is at hand in the form of Kwesi Nyantakyi, the head of the Ghanaian FA. He's got an idea. He believes, like so many people, that sexy girls are the answer.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
When are they ever not the answer, Marcus? Well, I would say.
Is this guy lining up a FIFA presidential bid?
Yeah. Well, he said on radio recently, I love that start.
Me.
I have said this over and over again. We must let sexy ladies enter our stadia.
So are they not letting them in at the moment?
This is quite bad.
Sexy
question.
Ladies, get out.
It's one of those things you should be agnostic about. Don't ban them. Yeah. Let them come in if they want. Don't encourage them.
Build the stadia and they will come.
Yeah.
If anything, they should be rewarded.
They should be equal.
Yeah. Most of these men, when they hear the beautiful girls are coming to the stadium today, they'll all jump and follow them to the stadium.
I mean, does that happen?
I mean, that's not a good thing, is it?
Not a great sentence, that, is it?
What I love about that sentence, though, is in case you didn't understand that, he goes on to say, and they are going there purposely to see the ladies. Yeah. All right!
Yeah.
I see these.
That's what you're getting
weird.
At. Yeah.
I mean, if you boil it down and take away the sexism, the idea is still trick people into going to games.
Yeah, because when they get there, there's going to be a football match on.
Yep.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah. Oh,
free football match as well.
I thought we were going
between
to the
club.
Well, the football administrator of the Ghanaian FA, Taki Achin, is backing the man who said that, saying, I agree. Wherever you see flowers, there are bees.
Jesus Christ.
Turn me to the bee, that's you for me.
A bit of Billy Piper there.
Yeah. Don't hear about her enough these days,
that's
you?
Very true. That's very true. But the man speaks from experience, though. He said, I remember when I was watching one match, we brought some beautiful girls who were in nice jeans to the stadium.
Do you mean brought?
Yeah, brought. I said brought.
You said bought. Very different.
Well, don't highlight that. The listeners wouldn't have, we could have just gone in
there.
It's
all a schmog as well, depressing acts and deeds, isn't it, really?
The men in the stands went into a frenzy.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
And what I love
screaming,
about
screaming, tearing at their own skin. Sexy ladies are here, gents. The sexy ladies are here.
What I love about this is not only has he managed to degrade women, he's actually, and I don't know anybody who's ever done this before, managed to degrade men. Yeah. How has he managed that?
As you've said many a time, it's all just a big shame.
No one's coming out of this with any credit, apart from possibly us.
Yep.
Presumably because the opening question is going to be based around this.
Well, it may have, that may or may not have influenced it. We don't have time to cover all that. Chris Hughton and Brighton, though, they're still on top, but Steve Bruce and Sean Dyche are hot on his heels.
Only team unbeaten in England, aren't they, Brighton?
Yeah, they are.
You don't need to be hot on Brighton's heels. They'll muff it up. They're not good.
Is Steve Bruce ever hot on someone's heels?
Only at a wedding.
Only if he's spilling his dinner down him.
That's mean.
What?
That's very mean.
What, everyone's got to have dinner?
The great thing.
Yeah.
Some
of us need two.
Only one dinner, isn't it?
That's a bruising bonus.
The greatest English player to never win an England cap. We shouldn't be derided like that.
He got 19 goals in a Premier League season once. He did take the penalties, but a lot of strikers would be happy with that.
That's outrageous.
Can I just say, every striker would be happy with that, apart from Messi and Ronaldo. Yeah. Every striker would be happy with that.
Paul Clements started well.
And also, I really hope the players took a selfie for Roy Keane after the game.
Yeah. Among all this chat about the outstanding results and the weekend and the managerial merry-go-round, it should be noted that Big Pard's Palace beat West Brom. And he said after the game, which is a little bit disrespectful to Palace, I won't ever let it rest until I'm done to get to one of the big clubs because I want a bigger percentage chance of winning.
It's like he's a football Scarface now.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It is. I mean, the funny thing is he's actually got a decent record at Palace. But then he goes, why wouldn't I? Well, because of the team that have just welcomed you in. They've treated you like a flipping deity. I really envy Brendan Rodgers, probably don't at the moment now, and Jose Mourinho and everyone else, but that doesn't stop my determination to try and turn them over. It's Pard's behind this.
It's Pard's all over because we talked about how he's changed his behaviour because he wants the England job.
Well, maybe he wants the Liverpool job.
But his feet are barely under the desk and he's already bigging himself
up. It's super.
Yeah.
Well, the England one as well. So not only is he talking about the big sides in the Premier League, he then went on to talk about England saying, if Roy Hodgson, and after Roy, somebody else, if ever turned up at my doorstep, I would say to the FA, I'll have one tournament. What? And then he went,
that is not how it works.
And then he went,
they don't just come round.
Yeah. Do they live in
job.
Your house?
All right, Roy, I'll have one tournament. Oh, sorry, Alan, I got the wrong address.
He thinks he's Francesco Totti.
And then he goes, I'll have one tournament. Let me have one tournament, win, lose or bust. And my money ends when that ends. I'd be happy with that.
Can I just say, there is no third option there. It's either win or lose.
Yeah.
In that analogy, what does bust actually mean?
No. Oh, but he'd be happy with it.
Yeah. What? Bust surely means that it's so bad England aren't allowed to play international football anymore.
as a man who has made his feelings about not liking Alan Pardew very much quite clear, I remember when Barack Obama became the president, The Onion went with black man gets worst job in America. I just think, knock yourself out, Alan. Drink from the poison sippy cup that is
England's job. The only thing Alan Pardew would have taken from that story, if he were to be listening, was, I think he's just compared me to Barack Obama.
Well, I probably could manage America for a bit and American
people. I'd love
people.
A fleet of drones.
Do you think this is a... Yeah. Do you think this is, drone football would be great?
Yeah, well, it'd be dronal marking, Jim, of course.
Indeed.
Thank you.
He'd use them to look at ladies through windows. You know he would.
Sorry, Jim, please continue.
Yeah, I'll reel it back from that. Do you think this could be the point where it actually starts to go pear-shaped for Palace?
In the area. Well, West London's having a funny old time. Fulham, obviously.
I think it's very premature.
Great win for Birmingham, we should say, 5-2 away from home. But yeah, Neil Warnock's been put in temporary charge of QPR. Poor old Chris Ramsey. Mm. But Warnock said of his interim appointment, he couldn't believe his luck. He said, I don't know whether it's going to be one game, two games or whatever, but I'm going to enjoy it. And if I can, I'm going to try and help them pick, presumably, the new manager. I hope they ask me. Surely they'll ask for my opinion.
Yeah. Nice of him to spare a thought for Chris Ramsey. Yeah.
But
whether it's going to be one game or two. I'm going to enjoy myself, aren't I?
But like, can you imagine if he for some reason had the job like permanently and took them up?
Yeah,
he's like a dog who's not allowed on the bed. He gets in the Premier League and then they sack him immediately. Yeah. Oi, they come in the room. What are you doing? Get out.
Because he sticks the place out.
Yeah. The dog who spent ages actually physically smashing down the bedroom door. Yeah. Finally getting into the bedroom and then immediately accidentally taking the shit on the carpet.
Oh, Neil.
Yeah. Neil or...
I hope they ask me. They surely will ask my opinion. Yeah. Who do you think it should be, Neil?
You sound like Alan Bennett.
Oh, Alan. So lovely old job there.
Hey, Pete Donaldson here. Hope you're enjoying the show. Why didn't Mark Hughes think about doing this? He's always whining about them refs.
Right then, let's go to Turkey. This is a strange story. Some of you may have seen this. The president of Trabzonspor apparently gave an order to security guards to lock four match officials in their stadium because they didn't award his team a late penalty.
So far, so normal. Carry on.
I can't see that being a problem with the authorities.
Please continue. Standards have to be met.
The match officials were locked in until 4 a.m. after the evening kickoff and were due to be there until the president...
We're going to make last orders now. You might as well keep us in.
Well, they get first orders because they were there. It meant to be there until the morning. I say meant as loosely as possible because the club president, he was going to arrive and presumably give them a ticking off. He basically said, keep them at the stadium until I get there tomorrow morning.
Oh, my goodness.
He stitched
and imprisoned them.
He stitched the security guard. Right up there, hasn't he? Yeah, presumably.
Yeah. Sorry.
The reason.
We've got to imprison you.
Yeah. Can we go home? we haven't done anything wrong here.
I mean, how scary must the guy be that as a security guard you actually do that? I
suppose you're on double time after a second. Yeah.
The reason they were freed at 4 a.m. was due to a call from the president of Turkey.
In the middle of elections as well. It's election season there as well.
Giddy aunt. The officials left under an escort from special forces. That's a waste of flipping the public purse.
Send them the bill.
Yeah. Well, the Trabzonspor president said
A very important person called me and asked me not to cause embarrassment in Turkey and around the world. Bit late.
Past 3 a.m.
But also, I love this. I absolutely love this. Right, obviously, the important person was the president of the country. The president's had to call you to rein you in. And then he goes on to say that he promised the penalty incident would be investigated. There's no moral high ground. Yeah.
How on earth have those officials...
I'll get my way.
How have those officials got to the president?
I know.
That's outstanding.
Well, this is unbelievable. He also...
Jose Mourinho's taken notes.
Yeah.
give me Cameron. I want Cameron.
Well, he caused further outrage saying about the incident, if we're going to die, we'll die like men. We won't live like women. Yeah, I mean, it's just, why do all these guys, right, they've done ridiculous things. They have to throw a bit of sexism, homophobia.
Was it the male toilets, though? That's what we've got to ask ourselves.
It's always the same. They're never just happy with that. Well, and while I'm at it, I'm going to be racist as well, or whatever they might do. Yeah.
Just referees getting Tic Tacs out of a condom machine for such.
Yeah. There's only I've no change of a tenner.
get me a Menhancer, will you?
Yeah. Get me a chewable toothbrush.
It's just
get me a vibrating willy ring.
Get me out. So there we are. Now it's
I have no idea, but to be fair to them, they won, so I can't complain.
Yeah, they did. I had a lovely story about talking of like lower league non-league managers. You remember I mentioned before about my old non-league club Leatherhead,
yeah,
and one of their managers being rather explicit during half time team talks. A friend of mine, he carried on playing for Leatherhead, and there was another manager who took over. And if they'd played really well, and the manager was in good spirits, apparently he had quite a a funny shaped body, yeah. And he would, before they got into the dressing room, he'd whip his kit off and just be standing there naked, and they'd walk in and go, "Well, I thought you boys deserved a laugh."
Oh my god. Demeaning himself in the quest for wins
like a jester, covering himself in his own excrement. Like, yeah, this is me. Respect me.
Speaking of
Oh, here we are once again. Now, Cristiano Ronaldo said on the Jonathan Ross show recently that he wants to end his football career with dignity and not play in the US, Qatar or Dubai.
Dignity? Did you see that film that he made? There's nothing dignified about that film he just put out. Exactly.
He's not watched it.
Doesn't mean he hasn't watched
it.
Yeah.
Well, what would you like to see old Ronnie do with his time after he hangs up his boots?
So, about 5 years ago... Stick me on this one. 5 years ago, Ireland gave away free cheese from the EU Cheese Mountain.
Yep.
Sounds a wonderful place.
Well, I mean, they were under the cosh for their terrible abortion record, et cetera, et cetera. So they thought, vote winning, we'll give away a lot of EU cheese.
Irish mature cheddar, was it?
Yeah, no, I think it was just cheddar, just normal cheddar. I don't think it wasn't even Irish mature.
Play
it
safe.
It was quite weak, as I recall, the cheese experts at the time. But then we didn't hear anything from it.
No.
Which makes me wonder whether people can grate it. So get his abs.
Yes.
And get the Irish to grate their cheese on his abs. So if you want to be European, Luke,
I've got an issue.
You've had
here,
your
Pete.
Turn.
Hang on, I think we should let Pete finish.
I think Marcus is perilously close to actually getting on board with this, and I'm worried.
Yeah,
and I'm worried.
Yeah, same.
Just allow.
I never thought I'd hear me say this.
Not driving, Miss Marcus.
I'd like to hear more from Pete, please.
So I worry because it's all gone quiet on the Irish cheese front that they have been unable to grate it, and there aren't enough graters. In Ireland. So, if you want to be European Player of the Year,
yeah,
you've got to be the European Cheese Grater of the Year.
Grater of
now,
the Year.
Now, lay down on the bed and let's get grating.
That's right. You're a great player. I'm a greater player.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll be through that.
Rescue.
EU.
Thank him.
No.
Thank him.
No. Wordplay will never rescue anything. Unless it's a life jacket and it's got words on it.
You don't know until you try.
No. That'd be a weird trio, wouldn't it? Chelsea, Villa and Newcastle.
Yeah.
Three fairly big clubs.
Yeah.
Well, huge clubs. Don't do the three of them a disservice, Peter.
Mm.
They did themselves a disservice on the weekend. Shall we?
Yeah, all right then.
Okay then.
Donaldson Derby.
I am really pleased with the performance. We were terrific. We were really good today. The win was Pardew's 100th win as a Premier League manager and the first time that Crystal Palace have scored 5 goals in a Premier League match.
Yeah, setting records. Trailblazing. What he said after
Donaldson.
The game. He was actually genuinely quite sort of humble after the game. He said...
Because he knew he couldn't get away with it.
People say all kinds of things about me in Newcastle. They say I'm smug or whatever. Blah, 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 blah.
Says the world's smuggest bastard.
And he wished them well. And then he said, on top of that, almost to completely, you know, disprove what he just said, he said, regardless of what opposition we played, I think we'd have won today. But what he meant was Jimmy Nail, Ant, Sting, Deck, Pete Donaldson, your boys, one hell of a meeting. Sky put the boot in as well on their minute by minute. I'm just going to read some highlights for you.
Why
here,
are you doing
Pete,
that?
That I've compiled. Because I was effectively watching it on a train. So, 4 minutes, 0-0. Newcastle have their first little foray into the Palace half, and Sissoko whips a decent looking cross into the area, but it avoids all his players. 22 minutes, 2-1. Palace have Newcastle well and truly pinned back at the moment. They clearly weren't watching how Sunderland dealt with them on Monday night. 56 minutes, Alan Pardew's name rings around Selhurst Park as his team knock the ball around comfortably in midfield under very little pressure from Newcastle. And this is the worst one. 62 minutes at 4-1. Jack Colback is not very good at taking corners.
Oh,
that's Sky!
That is a dig.
The problem was the two corners he did take were both at the where the away supporters were, right in the corner, as did Bye, actually, he didn't enjoy himself.
No,
as soon as he realised he had to take the penalty right next to the Newcastle support, he just went and applauded the Selhurst massive. It wasn't. I was watching it from a train, the pain train, Jim.
Yeah,
that's what I was doing.
Obviously, it was part of his 100th Premier League victory as a manager. That's great for him, but he did say after the game, and I don't know if you're one of the people he's talking about. He says, "I have got people I love at that club, fans, staff and players, but whatever I say about Newcastle is contrived, so I don't want to say anything other than I hope their fortunes change."
Yeah. It's big of him, isn't it?
Yeah, it's big of him. Maybe
one of the fans.
Gigantic. Gigantic.
Before all that happened, Newcastle went 1-0 up, Peter.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't see that goal because I was late into the ground. That's the worst thing. The frisking took too long and I missed our Aaron goal.
Oh my God. The goal was a little suspicious actually, Pete, because Palace really honestly didn't look like they were trying, to the point where I think Pardew's gone, go on, give him a head start. Let's really show him what we got.
There's something very undignified losing to a team that have goal music.
The only,
I was not feeling glad all
over.
I do agree with you.
The only globule of joy that you could have experienced the whole taken away.
You missed.
Even that false sense of,
what,
you know,
a dreadful day.
Donaldson's dreadful day.
Did you hear
they actually put on extra security at London Zoo?
Pete was there.
In case the travelling Geordies wanted to go and beat up some animals to take out frustration.
Some odd-toed ungulates. Like a camel or something.
Those pigeons at Trafalgar Square, one inside,
just gone.
I missed the eagle.
Oh, did you?
I missed the full version of Glad All Over.
Yeah.
Well, you got it in snippets throughout.
You probably got the whole thing in its entirety.
I got five choruses of it. Oh, flipping heck.
Mind your language.
But I mean,
I'm of course joking. That would be ridiculous.
That would be ridiculous. Well, I'd like you to answer this then. Which actor do you think could help Chelsea mount a title challenge, Jim?
Well, the thing that, you know, seems to be defining Chelsea's season is that none of it really makes any sense. It's a very difficult thing to work out why they're playing so badly and why things have been going for them as they are, especially compared to last season. And someone who, as an actor, has really made his name by playing characters that can find solutions to impossible questions what's his name? The Jeff Goldblum fellow. And obviously, you know, they have a lot of top stars and it's not working, isn't it? So why not slide down to the B-list?
Oh, I see. Outrageous.
I wasn't here for this argument.
And give Jeff Goldblum a go. He could work it all out.
Now I'm a man down on this argument. Now you pounce.
Well, I didn't register
and
my...
the questions helped.
I didn't register my interest in this question.
Go on.
And my opinion. B-list. Firm
B-list. Absolutely B-list.
Was A-list.
B-list, no. Never,
I was.
Never
A-list.
Of course he was A-list.
How
was
he A-list?
Literally, the football rumble got mentioned on the IGN.co.uk podcast because of this. They agreed.
You're welcome.
B-list. Firmly B-list. Firmly cult. And I think Chris Tilley on that podcast made the point that... that Jurassic Park was a film made up of people who had never sort of been A-list sort of thing. So Will
Absolutely.
Smith was the only A-lister in that film.
In
even then, he wasn't
Day,
that big.
In Jurassic
in
Park?
Independence Day, sorry.
Independence Day, but that was his sort of breakout role in that sense, wasn't it?
Sorry, I don't mean Jurassic Park. I mean Independence Day. I'm getting Independence Day mixed up with Jurassic Park.
Goldblum was the main man in that film.
No, he wasn't. The dinosaurs
he was. In
the
Jurassic
effect.
Park 2.
Yeah,
whose favourite film is that?
Yeah. he's not leading a movie. He's currently doing PC
World
ads.
The Fly!
The Fly was a cult hit, a surprise breakout hit. Mate, in an ideal world, and in all of our hearts, he's an A-list actor, but you've got to accept it.
Right. What was the Chelsea business?
Business was because, you know, Jeff Goldblum's characters generally, the guy in Independence Day, whose name I forget because, you know, he's B-list, and Dr. Ian Malcolm, Professor Ian Malcolm as well, he figures stuff out, doesn't he? When no one else knows what's going on, Goldblum's your man. If you need someone to play that kind of role and actually just work out the solutions to difficult questions, he'll figure out. And in a sort of like bizarre riddle-like way, and he'll do it in a charming way, and that's what Chelsea need: answers and likability.
And his laptop can unlock the Premier League, like it unlocked those alien defences in Independence
Day. Indeed. Yeah.
Okay. Fine.
I've sacrificed the points there, haven't I?
Yeah. I'm going.
Speaking of B-list, Pete Donaldson.
But the reason I make this point about Ranieri is because he had a reputation as this tinker man, as we all know, and I think he's made. At least up there with some of the fewest managerial personnel changes that anyone has made in the Premier League. So he hasn't actually had to do an awful lot yet. It'll be great to see, and it won't be great for Leicester fans, but it'd be great to see what he would do if Vardy and or Mahrez got injured and how they'd get on without him.
Yeah. Do you think they should get Nigel Pearson's son back?
Absolutely not. Strange question.
All right, boys, I'm back.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, the worry with a character like Pearson is that he is still in the stadium somewhere. Maybe in the foundation, using it like a set.
If you do think about that situation with Pearson's son, that kind of started the ball rolling. Balls were involved. Started the ball rolling with Nigel Pearson getting pushed out of the club, and you could very much lay the success of Leicester to what happened abroad.
You're saying he's the real hero.
Yeah.
Man United. Norwich. Any interest in that?
Yeah, it's a theory. Yeah. And I fear, Peter, for your sake, it will remain a theory until you publish some kind of book about it.
It'll be my thesis.
Well, Pearson wouldn't be able to make a rash decision like that.
That is absolutely right. Now, at the time of recording, Crystal Palace are playing, so we won't talk about them directly, but we will say that the big news concerning the club is that the man has been arrested on suspicion of trying to punch Palace's bald eagle, American bald eagle, called Kayla. The incident was alleged to have happened in September against Charlton in the Cup, and the bald eagle's been the mascot since 2010, flies around the ground before kickoff before every home match.
34.
That's mental. 34 years old.
What is
old,
happening in football? People trying to punch animals and birds, Pete. I mean, well, you're the
imagine,
sort of go-to guy with this.
Sort of being like just being up on an eagle punching charge. It's not how you want to live your life, is it? Really? Like, we all get excited.
Genuinely, imagine that you go to prison for it. Probably won't be a long sentence. Like, what are you in for? I punched an eagle.
Well, that's what you
didn't even do. He tried.
First day in prison. You hit the biggest eagle in the room.
Yeah,
that's what you've got to
do. Yeah, there you go.
Send a message.
Well, I think do you know who the eagle is?
Yeah,
Kayla is the eagle from the front cover of Only by the Night by Kings of Leon.
Really?
So that eagle has clearly achieved more in its life
than that man,
even though it's an eagle.
That is
incredible. But the fact is, the eagle's flying around the stadium. The last thing I would
it's
do...
It's bold, isn't it?
Yeah, it is bold, Jim. The last thing I would do if an eagle's flying around with its big talons out...
Its big talons.
...is thinking, oh, I'd love to punch that.
I'm going
to
chin that birdie bird.
How dare that bird get higher than me? You know, that's the last thing I'm thinking.
Take that, you flying monster.
Yeah, you beaky knob.
Oh, dearie, dear, we're going to talk about...
Yeah, that's the big FIFA news
this
week.
Big one.
Well, if you could pick someone who isn't a professional footballer to play for a national team, who would it be, Jimbo?
Well, I had a couple of ideas. The person I would really go for would be Benny Hill for England, because you may remember the pace on the man was just absolutely...
No one could catch him.
Just incredible. Yeah. No one could catch him. He was determined to chase a lost cause. We saw that.
He kept running around.
He could never catch those nurses, though, could he? So get the nurses, if anything.
He'll chase it. That is a relentless pressing game from Hill.
The Gegen, the Sexton press. The milkman press.
Yeah.
The yew tree press.
Oh, yeah. He never gave up a lost cause, did he, Jim?
Absolutely.
He was all about the seconds.
And a lot of the Jamie Vardy about him.
Benny Hill for England.
Sex pests should not be encouraged.
Lovely.
Teddy, what if you could inject a Christmas tradition anywhere into football? What would you go for?
You've all gone down the food route.
Christmas, isn't it? That's what Christmas is.
There are other things. You could have had Christmas trees for goalposts.
That would be nice.
We had tints around the goalposts from Jim.
Not the same, is it?
No, it's not.
I went for mistletoe being introduced at one game
You don't know where it's going to be.
Yeah.
And suddenly, oh, the missile does it. And both managers have to get off of each other.
Oh, that's
full on, like full on patch.
To be honest, Pete, I knew you'd be behind this.
Because it's kissing. That's the other one next to yogurt.
I thought you'd have this.
That makes it the top three. The top three of Pete's go-to tropes are yogurt, kissing, men kissing, and wetting
and
yourself.
Bathtubs.
And wetting yourself.
Yeah. wetting yourself, kissing, and yogurt.
Often in that order.
I'm proud of that one, actually.
After you've done the two, you get the yogurt as a treat.
I went through a phase of answering every opening question about 2 years ago. Probably wet myself. Whatever was a goal celebration, I'll probably just run to the bench and wet myself.
And then kiss everybody.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so you don't know where it's going to be?
It could come in on a drone.
It could
be like the, you know, like when they have the FA, not the FA, got the Premier League trophy in the helicopter.
Yeah.
It could turn up at any moment.
A mistletoe drone is a proper, like, perverts use of technology, isn't it? Imagine just walking around the park.
Number one choice for me would be Kike Sanchez Flores.
Yeah.
And bottom choice for me would probably be.
Because Hiddink and Van Hull.
Van Hull.
Because it could have been the Dutch guys going at it.
Yeah. I mean, for me to kiss, I mean.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the fixtures that we just had.
Steve McLaren, I think he'd feel a bit flaky.
A bit tiffy.
He'd be biting.
There we are.
Big Sam wouldn't be pleasant.
I think he's got some nice kisses.
Come here, you.
Yeah, it'd be sloppy. It'd be very, very generous.
You're finding any frills in my teeth, you can have it.
Yeah, I think he'd be okay.
Okay, fair enough.
You know.
Yeah, he's mid-table.
When I say he'd be okay, it's in the context of the answer. I don't think generally Big Sam would be all right to snog.
The beauty of the Big Sam kiss would be the cover you get alongside it.
Yeah.
Big bear hug, wouldn't
suffocating. There?
He'd find it funny, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
What about pards?
He'd probably be really arrogant about it. He'd stink of cologne as well.
Get in line, he'd say.
Yeah, it'd be
in line, touch.
This is my 14th one today.
But he's still going to go at it absolutely hammer and tongs.
Yeah, I think he'd slip a tongue in there.
I'm going to snog the granny out of it. That's what he'd say.
I'm going to snog its back doors in.
And then he'd get the girl that he's drawn on his wrist to kiss you as well.
Yeah. I think we've spent too much time on the opening question.
You did the kiss. You brought kissing in this time,
I did,
Marcus.
And it's won me the points.
Yeah.
I remember what your time was and fully booting his assistant manager up the arse. Like, what are you doing? You can't. That's assault.
Can I? Is it worth me? I mean, is it worth me popping up with those two guys who were tweeting at Richard Keys?
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah, fair too. Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah.
I noticed on Richard Keys' Twitter earlier today that there's these two guys who were. I don't know them, so I'm not going to name them because I don't want to, in case they're the father of some other terrible stuff.
Yeah.
But they're tweeting Richard Keys, and one of them, and Richard Keys was doing some sort of like question and answer thing.
Which he regularly does.
Yeah. I mean,
which he's asking for trouble, by the way.
Yeah.
And this first guy comes in and says, how many pillows were stuffed with the hair off your hands when they shaved them? # given mitts.
Given mitts.
And then his mate just chips in and just says, fucking hell, Keys, he's done you there. Remember when you said to Gray, would you smash that? Good times. And then the other guy comes back and then says, are they copying Keys into this? Comes back and says, yeah, then you ended up on TalkSport selling non-drip gloss for Wicks. Ha ha, spectacular fall from grace, you mug. Jeez. That is what Richard Keys' Twitter must be like all the time.
Like, honestly, if you look at literally anything he tweets, people just say banter. It was banter. Yeah. Banter. Were you just having some banter? Amazing.
It's funny you mentioned that, Jim, because Richard, the good man Richard, replies by saying, I genuinely feel sorry for sad people like you, but if I did have a fall, fine. And you, nowhere to fall from. Both of them come back straight away. It was just banter.
Oh, Richard.
Oh, as Richard.
Purgatory.
As Richard,
banter purgatory.
As Richard squirms on the fish hook.
As he eats some Donaldson yogurt.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
And weirdly, Luke, let me keep that in. And some people say he doesn't like it up him, honestly. Right, onwards to some more highlights of the Football Ramble. And from our Christmas episode, Kevin Keegan's unique management style.
Final honourable mention for moment of 2015. Although it was something that happened way, way, way before 2015, but it came to our attention in 2015, was from Big Pavel Cernicek, former Newcastle United goalkeeper.
Another dig.
Yeah, well, he's released his autobiography and he's quite candid.
He is. He's quite candid, but in a way, he's not said anything I didn't already suspect.
Right, Newcastle were obviously in the title running against Manchester United. They were leading the way and they were cruising to a title. They went to Liverpool and Anfield, lost 4-3. It was a huge game of importance, but it was also deemed one of the greatest games in the Premier League's history.
I think it probably was the greatest.
Or Premiership.
Yeah, I think
it
probably
then.
Was the best, I'd say.
Right, okay. Pavel Cernicek was in goal for Newcastle United. He's a very good goalkeeper as well. And it came out in his autobiography that before the game, as Keegan's G'ing everybody up and giving a few words of encouragement, as you would need. It's a crucial game. You're away to Anfield. It's a tough place to go always, and you need the points to get yourselves in a good position to get over that Premier League line or Premiership winning line. And obviously Manchester United in goal at the time had Peter Schmeichel, one of the greatest goalkeepers of our times, people would agree. And as they're just about to take to the field, Kevin Keegan turns to Pavel Sedinchek and says something like, "Why can't you be like Peter Schmeichel and win matches for us?"
In my head, when he was doing that, he was like jogging on the spot and biting his nails. It's like his own worry just coming out and just being projected onto Sedinchek.
And his foot in a bucket.
Just before an enormously crucial game, he has a massive dig at his own first choice goalkeeper, who's played very well that season.
He doesn't even know it's a dig. He thinks it's a good thing to do.
On you go. Oh, this will help you. Yeah. To know that you are definitely not the best goalkeeper in this league.
Let that inspire you.
I don't even think they'd signed Shaka Hislop by that point.
Oh, dear. But he said, Shaka was in goal for like some of the rest of the season, was he?
Yeah, later on.
What did Pavel Sedinchek actually say in his autobiography when he said that?
He just said he was like absolutely crushed, of course.
he said he couldn't do anything. He couldn't think straight. He couldn't concentrate. Yeah,
I'll tell you what he could do. Let four fucking goals.
He dropped an absolute clanger in it as well.
None of them were big clangers, were they? He said the only one that he thought he may have done better was with Collymore's, right? With Collymore's, right?
I mean, there,
which was near post.
The thing is
with Collymore, it was close range. It was hit hard. I personally wouldn't blame him for that.
So, regardless of whether there was
had
a clanger or not.
Had he saved it?
Oh, my goodness.
What do you think he said to him? What did I tell you?
It's like he just grabbed a light bulb and jammed it into his hand. Yeah, can you do it with this? Can you goalkeep with this with a bleeding hand? No, I can't.
Oh, God. I mean, Keegan, he's probably come off with Keegan thinking, well, he's ignored my advice there.
Maya. Whereas Swansea definitely are.
They're giving it some now, aren't you? I am.
They're in 17th. They are on 19 points. They are two above Newcastle United.
They've won one in their last nine, and that was against West Brom.
To be honest, I don't need to say, oh, they're 19th and they're this, they're the other. All I need to say is they're 2 points above Newcastle United.
We're very much the foundations. The foundations of the league are Aston Villa, Sunderland and Newcastle, pretty much. Yeah.
Uh-huh. The thing I like about Newcastle...
Almost sounds like a compliment, doesn't it?
We will go back to Man United Swansea in a minute, but the thing I like about Newcastle is...
here we go.
Obviously, they are terrible. But like they're not content with being terrible. They have to chuck in two really good wins against Liverpool and Spurs, and then go back to being terrible again.
Exactly.
Here's what you could have won.
Yeah. I stood on the terrace. I stood watching.
Stood on your seat, screaming with your shirt off.
Shouting, why must you be like this all the time?
Before,
I hate you.
Before punching a horse.
Every time.
Punching
and
a yoghurt.
And I said,
punching a horse in a lay-by.
Punching a yoghurt on a horse.
I said.
In a lay-by.
We haven't talked about yoghurt on this show. That was the previous show. All right, you can't bring yoghurt into this now. I said to my mate Al, Darren,
in a half-field bath.
In what?
In a half-field bath.
Why would I be on a mine? In a mine.
Tepid bath.
Hartley Pudlian's at Shipbuilders, not mine.
Screaming Jimmy Nail's Big River.
This is just racist.
Well, gazing longingly at an oil rig.
Even on land, you maniac.
You're looking at it.
How many oil rigs are off the coast of Newcastle?
I don't know. You're looking
at it. You don't know. Oh, don't know.
You're looking at one, mate.
Ships and mines, that's the region. All right, not oil rigs.
And the ships go to the rigs, that's how you get there.
The oil rigs are in the North Sea, like miles away. Yeah. Right up near Aberdeen and that.
Good. There's your geography bit. Anyway. Right, can we go back to the...
Northern Rock,
Marcus? Because they sponsored Newcastle, which the association just
We're going back to Pete being a Newcastle game. What are you doing?
I was wearing an old Newcastle shirt when I was at home. My sister went, is that a new Newcastle shirt? I said, it's got Northern Rock on it, Helen. Read a bloody newspaper.
I should have mentioned something about Northern Rock then, shouldn't I?
Watch out now, it's getting too hot to handle. There's three's company, but four's a ramble.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the air in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
Just on the ticket price thing, I mean, Jim, maybe you're a bit more familiar because I'm just going to mention Arsenal. I'm not sure if I mentioned this at the time, but I went to Arsenal over Christmas and...
The ticket prices at Arsenal are scandalous.
I spoke to a guy who sat in front of me. We just got chatting. And
hey, mate, you're going to eat that?
And I said, no, I'm not. And he took it from me. I'll get on to pie price in a minute because that is another disgrace.
That's shocking, that.
Yeah.
£5 pucker, not having that.
Do you want to feel why Marcus just gets...
He loves a fat joke.
You okay?
No, Luke hasn't been fat for years.
I was laughing at something else. Yeah.
You okay, mate?
Yeah.
Okay. And I was just going to say, listen, I was trying to make a serious point. It was like
the kid. So was I, and everyone just ignored me.
Don't have a go at me.
He went on the default.
Blatter protesting his innocence again, saying this: I have killed nobody. I have not robbed a bank. I have not taken
not in the traditional form.
I have not taken any money from anywhere. I was even treating well all my ex-girlfriends at the same time.
I love this. This is classic Sepp, because it starts off being really arrogant and defensive, then just goes massively off piece.
He says it's true, they defend me. One I was only married to for a few months, and she is really defending me.
What on earth is going on?
I've got a fever highlight as well.
That's because they're entitled to half of it.
I've got a fever highlight as well. I'm not making this up. I can't remember the guy's name, but FIFA have just banned the guy for 90 days for failing to observe his 90-day ban.
That's the best ban in the history of football. Only behind René Higuita, who got done for cocaine and got a six-match ban in Colombia.
Who was it? One of the FIFA presidential candidates sent them transparent voting booths as well, seeming to take the idea of FIFA being transparent.
Class.
Apparent very, very literally, and they're just refusing to use them.
That is absolutely brilliant. This is another highlight.
I've got an email.
Here we go.
Okay.
I never read out an email on a Monday, but goodness me, this is right up my strata. from a man by the name of Matt. Hello, Matt.
Does he want to be named, even just his first name?
I think it's going to be fine, because we're going to have to bleep a lot in this email.
Right.
All right.
Is it testicle, Matt?
I don't know. Okay. I mean, it's certainly of below the belt, this day.
Good luck.
All right, yeah. Okay. Hello from Sydney. So I met a girl last...
Sydney was called Matt.
Hello from Sydney.
Shut up. Very good.
Not good. You don't say very good for everything when it's not good. It's not allowed.
Sorry, I'll keep quiet now.
Right.
Excellent, Luke.
Hello from Sydney. So I met a girl last Sunday who just came back from a trip around Europe where she was working on a mega yacht in... Keeping in mind this girl was not into football at all, so she had no bias towards or against any teams. That must have been amazing, I said to her. No, it was awful. The yacht I was working on was owned by this old man who had a very strange fetish for poo.
Uh-oh.
Me and the other crew members would often find poos lying in sometimes hidden and sometimes open places. Let me read the email.
She's looking for them.
For instance, you would walk into the bathroom and there would be a poo in the sink, or you would be walking along a corridor and you could spot a poo lying in the middle of it from metres away. Other times, he would just poo his trousers and leave them lying in a random place. He wasn't senile or otherwise disabled. He just did it for the thrill. He'd have a different woman in his room most nights, and when I went to his room to clean it in the morning, there would be a poo covering the sheets. Not just little bits of poo, loads of poo. It would look like a big pooey crime scene. So, and he asks his friend, Jesus, who was this guy? What does he do and how did he get his money, I asked. She replied, I'm really not sure. All I know is that he owns a football club in I showed him a picture of That's him, she replied, a shiver going down her spine as she spoke. Can you imagine the chants and songs from rival clubs if they only knew? Now, the listeners at home... We'll not have heard that.
Hang on. He's not is he?
That's got to be bleeped as well.
Is it? Oh,
idiot. Right?
Smoke screen.
Yeah.
So we can't do anything like that.
Basically, there's a person in football that does that kind of thing.
Wow.
All right?
Fantastic.
That is absolutely...
That is astounding.
That's up there when we leaked that Keys and Gray video.
It's more provable, that one, though, isn't it?
Can I just say for legal
reasons... hard evidence.
Richard Keys did threaten to sue us for that. We've not heard anything yet. He's got no grounds, but just for the record, he's not related to this story in any way.
No. It's not Richard Keys or Andy Gray.
No.
I'm sure they don't own yachts.
Yeah. Well, I hope not, anyway.
But if they did, there'd be not poo on the floor.
Yeah. Let's go to a website round. West Ham host Manchester City. Oh, hey, this is a big one. Mm. Manchester City stuffed them at the Etihad.
It's all falling into
no,
place.
No, sorry, West Ham stuffed Manchester City at the Etihad.
Come on.
Why'd
you hate West Ham
get your
so much?
Stuffings right.
Hang on.
Why'd you hate them so much?
Why'd you hate West Ham?
Why'd you hate the team that won the World Cup so much?
I don't.
What have you got against the West Ham way?
What have you got against the boys of 66?
What about the Craigs? They were nice to their mum. They only hurt bad people. What have you got
against Green Street and a lot of Saris?
I came here for some football chat.
What have you got against markets? What have you got against the working class and the jelly deals and the spirit of the Blitz and We'll Meet Again?
Pine mash as well.
Pine mash and eels.
What have you got against not being able to get on the tube afterwards for like an hour?
Yeah. What have you got against the crazed grandad, Cannonball Lee?
What have you got against the moving ground next season?
What
have you got against Karen Brady?
What have you got against that northern actor in Green Street's Cockney accent?
What have you got against that actor who went to my school?
What have you got against Pete's school?
Kieran Bew.
Went Hartlepool.
Get out.
Yeah.
Come on, Marcus, get on with it. What you got against Lynx?
Which one of these would you like me to answer first?
None of them. Please move on.
All right. Yes, West.
She's always in the papers.
They are not good at the old mind games, are they? The Benitezes.
No,
really not. Really not.
Well, they're hardly that like House of Cards man and wife.
Given that managing Real Madrid is one massive long mind game, he lasted about 5 months.
Mind game, no one can win.
No.
Well, Benitez responded to Sam Allardyce, as you rightly said. That was in his book that came out last year about the Champions League stuff.
Right.
So there was loads of feuding in between that and the Barcelona comment, you know, when he made that gesture with his hand.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Which was... I didn't think of it as game over at Anfield when he was managing Liverpool and Allardyce was managing Blackburn, but Allardyce was greatly offended by that. And Allardyce, of course, wrote in his book, of course he can say he won the Champions League with Liverpool, which is something I never did, but it has nought to do with him. The word nought as well.
The amount of draft thing that any published, you know, memoir goes through, there's so many opportunities for someone to go,
it's purely dictated, doesn't it?
I love the idea of Big Sam walking into the published office and going, I know you're going to sub edit, I know you're going to make some changes, but that is standing. That is a deal breaker for me. I don't need the money. That is a deal breaker for me.
Munch, you got a Yorkie bar.
Yeah.
He says it.
Yeah, in his fist. In the side of his mouth.
Yeah. One between his finger.
flecks
just
of like,
so I can get more in there.
Like a chocolatey yeah. Wolverine.
Yeah. Flakes of like chocolate rock hitting the publisher in the face.
Seeing off packets of McCoys on yeah. the shops. Yeah. Like just scooping handfuls of them out of his pocket. Yeah. Not even in packets.
Yeah. But the thing is that Benitez, who was managing Madrid at the time, responded to this. Why on earth?
He is dreadful so at mind games.
Yeah. You're managing Real Madrid. They're arguably the biggest club in the world. He's chipping off about you in his book while he's... I can't remember who he was managing, if indeed he was managing at the time.
I think he was managing West Ham, was he not?
Would it have been possible? Whoever yeah. he's managed, it's yeah. not Barcelona or Real Madrid.
He's got a Google Alert set up. Yes. I think we all know.
Well, Benitez said, do you know who Sam Allardyce is? Do you know how many trophies he's won? Well, that's my answer.
No one's asked you for an answer.
Yeah. yeah.
You seem to know a lot about him.
You shouldn't use a question as an answer, Rafa.
Yeah. You called this press conference and you're playing Barcelona on Saturday. We weren't expecting this.
Yeah. Well, it's like the that fact thing, isn't it? When Benitez tries to play mind games, he just ends up piling loads and loads of pressure on himself.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
It's going to be interesting for you lot.
He's going to fit in at Newcastle.
Yeah, exactly.
They're fitting an absolute treat.
I know.
So... to answer this.
I said no. Johan Cabaye's taking it.
Yeah.
Up all your lot, Julian.
I'd take my it myself if I could.
Up yours, the rusty one.
Are you a hero like me?
What Pards should have done was registered himself as a player, put himself on the bench that game, like that England player for the hockey side in the Olympics.
Oh, Sean Curley, wasn't it?
He used to put him on for penalty corners and yeah. then take him straight back off. Yeah. Pards slots it home.
That'd be fantastic.
You're a hero like me.
You'd have to respect that.
I would have heard if he put that jacket on that the man Ryan, what his name is, from Drive has on.
Oh, Ryan Gosling.
And they play the song.
Real you
with the gloves
hero.
As well, yeah.
yeah.
But you have
and
to
he just
respect
punched
that.
To the back.
Do you hear that from Marcus? You have to respect that, Pete. A completely fictional situation would never happen yeah. for 100 different reasons.
A weird peccadillo fantasy that Marcus has made up in his head.
A man.
You die, little sloth.
That'll do.
You die, right. little sloth.
That'll do.
You dirty little knacker.
Slow furry. You fur matted with moss and soil. You dirty little sloth.
Weird little grin. Your muggy little penalty.
Why are you so happy looking?
Sleepy little eyes.
Sleeping on your tree.
Oh, you dirty boy.
Dirty.
Finished?
No. With your long, dirty fingers, dirty sloth.
Right, that's enough, Peter.
Your dirty fingernails, your dirty little melt.
I'm sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, you melt.
That's what Cabaye is. Marcus.
Oh, you sloth.
That's what Cabaye is, a little melt. That's what Darlow said when he saved the pen. Oh, you melt.
Oh, you melt. I bet all the boys call him Darlow-o.
Saving your muggy little penalty.
Yeah.
It was a good penalty there, but it...
If you could design a theme kit just like the one described, then what would you come up with, Peter?
Well, mate, it's a little bit similar to Luke's, I must admit. It's a scratch and sniff shirt where you don't know what smell you've got until the end of the game.
What's the point of that?
Because the manager can assign the smells without you knowing. So if the manager doesn't like you and he doesn't think you're doing very well at the end of the match, oh, smells of dog poo.
Again, what's the point of that?
Some people have strawberries, some people have dog poo.
That's cleared up, thank you.
Yes, exactly.
What, so depending on the manager liking them.
It's like the Brendan Rodgers envelope.
Can I
right?
just say, this is in no way, as you said, similar to my very well thought yeah. out idea.
Can we, by the way...
I didn't Google patents.
I know that.
The Brendan Rodgers envelope isn't a euphemism, that was obviously...
it's not a sex move.
I've shut in an envelope.
If you do check Google patent euphemisms, it is available.
Yeah, I'd love it if Brendan Rodgers did the envelope thing and they weren't allowed to look at the envelope. That's the scratch will go, oh yeah, that smells of me actually.
Yeah.
So the scratch and sniff thing, presumably if players are sort of, you know, involved in some hustle and some bustle during the game, it's going to get scratched and they're going to start smelling. So won't they know before the end?
Well, I haven't thought that far through in the same way that
you
the technology...
You surprise me!
Luke, your technology doesn't even exist. You shouldn't even be looking at the patents.
By the time this show's released, I would have patented it.
You can't patent something that doesn't exist.
I have
actually got a patent. I think I mentioned that on the show before, and it was a cup for salsa dips that you put on a kid's head. And I spent £50 on patenting it. Not even kidding. Not even kidding. I'll show you the patent later. I've still got it.
Well, you couldn't give it away, could you?
Well, you know, like newborn, you know, like when you have a kid and like your whole life changes and you just want to spend your time watching telly before falling asleep.
Well, you think the biggest change to your life is when you have a kid is going to be that you can't readily access enough salsa dip?
Literally, a strappy...
is that like a modern day?
You know, on the head.
Marcus, won't go into details. I hate to be rude, you two.
Yeah.
Just let him talk. Just let him talk.
I genuinely believe you.
I pinned it because it would be a good joke present for a new parent. You'd be like, oh, look, I bought you this, and you're going, you're a horrible friend.
Yeah.
Because everyone's going to be buying like the same old boot tees and little gloves so that the babies don't scratch their faces.
You
were
drunk with celebrity, sir. This is a bit like a much more innocent version of that Freddie Mercury, certain people having trays on their heads at a certain parties.
You are drunk on salsa, young man.
Can you get alcoholic salsa?
I think Jim's got the points, actually.
I was going to say, you can't give it to Pete because the salsa cup for a child's head is not his answer.
No,
that was
right.
The side.
Okay. Uh-huh. Well, yeah. I've just got the email up with my... You want to read the pertinent...
Oh, yeah. Okay, just in case any of you listening and don't know Pete that well, maybe you're a new listener.
Yeah.
You thought maybe he's just...
How are you doing?
Why are you here?
Yeah, he's just
climb aboard.
He's just spinning you an elaborate yarn.
Where are you going?
Thank you for using the online patent application service. A copy of the forms and your filing receipt is attached. Very good, Pete. For anyone who wants to know, it looks to me like it's patent number. It's not. You've not actually been given the patent. You just applied for it.
No, that's my application. That's the only email I could find. But the patent application for your reference infant headgear chip ball was successfully received on the 1st of September 2014, and it's being processed. So
yeah, WebF at IPO, which I guess stands for the Intellectual Property Property Office. .gov.uk. If you wonder where your tax money's going.
So there we go.
There we are. Right.
We'll have them on the Ramble website by Monday morning.
we must move on to the Premier League.
And unbelievably, after our wee sojourn to Oslo, doing our thing abroad, we were actually allowed to perform more shows in front of a live audience in both London and Newcastle. Big old theatres. It was incredible. With popular funny man Doc Brown in tow as well, who only had himself to blame for this horrible anecdote. All Doc Brown's fault, none of mine. Sorry, everyone.
Ben93 on Twitter says, my highlight of the week was last Sunday playing Sunday League, the game descending into such mayhem that the referee gathered all the players in the centre circle for a word with 5 minutes left. We were 4-1 up and spent the rest of the game protesting as little as possible to keep our points safe, even when their keeper, even when their keeper called someone's mum cock breath. We gravely hung on.
Last one, it just says, is this the worst thing you've ever done?
Quite possibly.
It says what?
Is this the worst thing you've ever done?
I know what the worst thing Pete's ever done is.
And there's a few of them.
Yeah.
I'll tell him.
We'll all have our own, but let Luke.
Yeah. I'll just say two words. The bucket. That's not the worst. That was loads of money. We're now sleeping on mattresses full of money. No, it's... I'm just going to say two words. The bucket.
The bucket. I love how loads of people have terrible...
Everybody's got something.
And none of them make any sense to us. What are you doing out there in the real world?
The bucket.
The bucket.
Tell them about the bucket.
You know, he knows.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't care if you don't want to tell them. I want you to tell them more.
You can tell them or Luke can.
Yeah. It's up to you.
In last year when we did a run of the show.
Don't say the city. Don't say the city.
Not going to say the city.
Because we'd like to go back.
And we did the show, and beforehand Luke was insisting that basically the toilets weren't backstage; they were out in the auditorium. So to go to the toilet, it looked like you were showing off and saying, "Hi guys, who wants me to sign something?" Which who wants a fucking signature from me?
Yeah.
And so I couldn't go to the toilet. I really need the toilet, and Luke insisted on me.
I insisted that you, as a fully grown adult, you wait till after the show to go to the toilet. I don't think there's anything disrespectful.
Anyway, I climbed up like this attic kind of area, and in a cupboard I found a bucket.
Right. Oh, it gets a lot worse. No, listen, that is the tip of the
iceberg. And I shouted down to Luke, I said, Luke, I found a bucket. I'm going to do a wee in this bucket. And Luke said, don't do a wee in the bucket. And I said, all right, I'm not going to do a wee in the bucket. Anyway, after I'd finished pissing the bucket... I came downstairs, we did the show, and then I went back up after the show. You know, everyone had had a lovely time. I went back upstairs and to empty it, and I realised it was a collection bucket for a disabled child.
Pete Donaldson, everybody.
People are clapping that.
Yeah.
They're clapping.
When you gotta go.
So wherever you are,
awful.
I hope that answers your question.
There we are.
break. Come talk more about football.
Oh, you got to ad break. Do you want a bit of Scotland?
Oh,
I've got a bit of Scotland for you, right? Okay, I don't
Is it a Thomas caramel wafer?
We don't usually use. To apologise to the Scottish, I'm going to read out this cracking news story that Slim, friend of the Ramble.
He's an East Fife fan.
He's from the Kingdom.
We should say that's very important.
The news story is: footballer threatened to slit police officer's throat. Hearing told.
Footballer.
Former Partick footballer Derek Lyle allegedly threatened to slit the throat of a police officer. It emerged during attempts to thwart his bid to become a director of a single cab taxi firm. That's just a car, isn't it?
Oh, bleak.
Police Scotland objected to the Queen of the South veteran taking on the role at his mother's company, citing previous convictions and forthcoming court case involving allegations of assaulting or impeding the police.
His mother's company.
This isn't where the story.
Driving his mum's car.
It's good. The allegations following.
Gone to the ad break.
The allegations follow incident at pub, blah, blah, blah. Mr. Lyle is alleged to have told one officer who attempted to ascertain his identity, "You're getting it, you turkey," and calling him, "You wee scone."
Scone?
Scone, yes, yeah, scone, old scone then, right. Yeah,
no, scone, you'd be
Marcus,
right, scone.
Marcus, would you describe that as a strammer?
He is also alleged to have called the same officer a wee bovril.
And is
accused of adding, "You're a wee Jobsworth. If I ever find a link to you, they're getting it."
Yeah, we definitely.
I'm telling you right now, when I get out, I'll be carnage.
Let's get Marcus to call someone. Do it. Do you wee bovril in Scotland?
You wee bovril.
You wee bovril.
I'll slit your throat, you wee bovril. That's probably what he said. Deary me. Right, ad break, quickly.
It's Darren McAnthony. When asked on Twitter if the club was interested in the Nigerian English beast of a man, Adebayo Akinfenwa, he replied simply by saying, "Behave." "Don't bother pronouncing my last name. Peter's never going to get it right." Right, okay. Chianugo. It's Chianugo, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's Chianugo. Well, you guys don't know. You guys can't see the email.
We're in your palm,
Akinfenwa is not fat. Peter, so there we go.
Someone
was trying to stir crap.
Someone squealed on you, didn't they?
Yeah, someone squealed, some little worm of a rambler. Bloody tweeted at Akinfenwa, go, "Pete from the Ramble said you're fat." So if I'm not here next week, it's because that man...
It's because we've sacked you.
For several poor performances. I've been snapped in half by the muscular and sexually attractive... Mr. Akinfenwa. So there we go. If you want to get in touch with the show at thefootballramble.com. Maybe we'll stick some in at the end. We've got a couple more emails, so we'll do a little bit at the end.
It's really poor, that, isn't it? From that little slug.
Little slug.
Stitches get stitches, mate.
Yeah.
Do they run around too much?
That's what I've heard. Okay, fair enough. Right.
I'm not threatening to stab one of the listeners.
Make that clear. Oh, Luke takes 1 week off and we're threatening to stab the listeners. Wow. Last days of Rome, innit? We're fighting amongst ourselves. This is the new Europe! Everybody at each other's fucking throats! Jim's threatening to stab listeners! Oh, my word. Right, get on with it.
We had our first... ...and I'm hotting up. Luke Moore's here.
Happy Father's Day to all those fathers out there.
Yes.
All right?
And, Pete, we don't think you're a father, but how are you, good sir?
It's too soon to tell, Marcus.
He's a father of that mixing desk.
Whether my spores have borne fruit.
He's a father of fun.
It wouldn't be fruit, would it?
No.
Fruit.
It would be rotten vegetables.
At the bottom of a slag heap. Like the pathetic father that spawned them.
Right, okay. On Father's Day.
What other day am I going to say that?
Yeah,
well, a pair of slacks.
Yeah, if you were appointing, if they were appointing an Englishman, which obviously what they have done, then
haven't
I think,
they just?
Haven't they? Just?
They've appointed the Englishman.
He's a two roasts for £5 at Wetherspoons kind of guy, isn't he? He's classic. He's classic England.
He'd have a local carvery.
No, you know, I'm not even talking about the food. It's just a classic kind of British thing to do. Pint of mild. Lovely.
Know what they said when they talked about the English team not having an identity?
Mm.
And where's our identity? The Spanish have theirs. They've built one with the tiki-taka and the Germans and the Italians and whatnot. Although you could argue that they've changed, actually. And is that a thing anymore, identity in national teams? England have got theirs back.
Yeah.
Big Sam is an allotment.
Yeah, he is.
He's a load of doors nailed together to make a fence round a shed full of pornography and snuff.
Yeah, and other stuff that goes on in there that you don't talk about.
And,
yeah.
pictures of motorbikes with ladies draped all over them.
Yeah. I agree with your one. Pete, you went too far with the content of that shed.
Cabbages.
Pete, Big Sam is a soft porn calendar of a football manager.
Absolutely.
He's an airbrush picture of Angelina Jolie on the side of some dodgems.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I like that, yeah.
Like, it doesn't look enough like Angelina Jolie to bother a lawyer.
Yeah. He's a saucepan full of overcooked vegetables on a rainy Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, stewed. Because that's cooking. Yeah.
He's an old armchair.
Stew and cooking are the same.
Yeah.
He's a melted record made in an ashtray.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a half-drunk can of Miles on a November Monday afternoon.
He's a bottle of lemonade.
Had a fag put out in it.
Yeah. He's a bottle of lemonade you get off the milkman.
A glass one.
He's a melted chalk ice.
He's a melted chalk ice.
Or Arctic roll.
Oh, we could go on and on.
Yeah.
Shall we?
He
just left Hull.
Yeah.
I did some coaches. Do you know some coaches of mine?
Of course. Yeah.
Because his name is Sam Allardyce.
Oh, there we go.
You would have a go at one of us if we did this.
I never do puns, and now it's my turn.
Well, it's wordplay.
The problem
puns.
Is, when we agree to letting people do stuff, we've got to let Pete agree.
All right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Ahead. So his coaching staff will very much be casino based. Sam Allardyce.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay.
Jimmy Cardi.
Oh, well, all right. Go on. That's his best one, and it's not gone down very well. He's thinking, oh no, I'm committed to this.
Come on, I'm all ears.
Davar Poker.
Well, the Devil's Hooker.
Yeah.
Which doesn't that rhyme doesn't with poker, work. And he isn't English.
Yeah, shut up.
You can be a
coach and stuff, can't you? PSG's goalkeeper, Kevin Krapps. Diego Bin Gordon. Bingo.
What, Diego Godin? Godin.
Okay.
Godin.
Yeah. Still playing.
Yeah.
Who wants to be a coach for England?
Eric Baccarat.
Well, who's that?
Eric Bakker. Blackjack Wilshere.
Blackjack Wilshere.
There we go. Right. Yeah. There's one.
Roulette Fox.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, there we are.
Shinji Kagawa.
That's just a footballer's
Cause,
name.
Because he's a real Asian stud.
What?
It's a kind of poker, Marcus.
Go on then.
What do you know about Shinji Kagawa?
One set of fans who won't be pleased with his appointment, though. The Pontoon Army.
Pontoon Army.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Shall we just sweep this sorry episode under the rug?
It's uncomfortable for me that you keep looking at me while doing this.
you're my only hope. And so, in the summer of 2016, it can't have escaped your attention that there was a little bit of a tournament on, and Portugal won it. And as Ramble tradition dictates, predictions were very much made and then read out. We'll see you next time for 2016, 2017, baby.
Get in there, ladies and gentlemen.
Get in there.
Right. This is the time. Ladies and gentlemen,
time everyone's been waiting for.
The section of the show which I've called the opening of the envelope to reveal our pre-tournament predictions. I think that's descriptive enough.
Every single I was thinking about this annoyed in the studio. I was thinking,
why do we do this every time?
I've got to do this now.
Yeah.
And I was thinking to myself, this is as bad as knowing how bad England are going to be.
Right.
Yeah. We have to do both to disappoint. Yeah.
It's the same thing. You get really excited about making the predictions and think, I'd be brilliant when we open these. You come around, no. Shame and embarrassment.
There's one prediction. Well, it'll come out.
Well, what I want to do is, I'm just going to, in case people have forgotten, I'm just going to read through what the actual categories were.
Right.
Okay. So before the tournament, we all anonymously and individually sealed some prediction, which we gave to Joel.
Yeah.
And the categories were... Name the winner, name the dark horse, name the place, the time and stage that England were knocked out, name the top scorer, name the total goals, name the total cards, and name a strange occurrence that could occur during the tournament itself. Okay,
so we've with the predictions. Yes. Pete Donaldson went for a round of 16.
Oh, yeah. Cynical Pete paying off.
Finally.
If Pete wins this, we're not doing it again.
If Pete wins this, we're doing Premier League, Cup.
Don't worry, the categories don't stop there.
Right, next up is top scorer. The amount of cards there were 185 yellows and three reds.
So 188.
188 in total.
Okay, Peter, what did Jim put?
Well, we separated them into yellows and reds, didn't we?
No, not here, we haven't. So just total them up.
Oh, okay. Well, that involves me adding stuff up. It was 151.
Okay, ooh. So 37
quite
away.
Quite a few out.
Marcus went for 147, so 41.
That's snooker on the mind.
Yeah.
And again, Luke, wrong. And, you know, fair play to the big man. Went for 180.
Oh,
darts
there.
On the mind.
Get
okay.
In there, yeah.
Would Pete separate? This actually, I love the fact that you've separated this. Because if you'd have totaled them up, it would have been fair enough. It would have been fair enough. Because right. In total, you put 175, yeah. Which isn't a bad guess. But let's look at the breakdown. 160 yellow cards, 15 red cards.
I thought it was going to be a lot of counter-attacking football. I thought it was going to be a lot of yellow
Seriously,
cards becoming red. Becoming red. I thought it was going to be a lot of, like, you know, professional fouls and getting sent off.
There was three red cards at the tournament.
You know.
You did that. Honestly, 175, you're fine. Leave it at that.
We all did. I thought I'd go separate. Jim did his separate.
You're still defending going separate. You chose 15 red.
Doesn't matter. By your rules, I'm really close.
You're close, but Luke was the closest.
And the final category, as I said earlier, was name a strange occurrence or unusual thing that could have happened during the tournament. It's a bit vague in this one, but just for a bit of fun.
Yeah, I didn't just rush mine out, to be honest. So apologies for mine.
Well, actually...
Shotgun, I don't want to repeat that one.
Pete's just simply put, a penis will be seen.
Well, Dan didn't think of anything.
So and you guys so that's the go-to thing.
And they got the
a penis pops out. If your mind goes blank, there's just dicks everywhere.
Mate, bloody Yogi Love. He was a penis was definitely smelled. A penis was smelled at points. Could have happened.
Still better than your red card. Yeah.
However, Pete technically was right because that Irish fan, he got on top of the car and he whipped his kecks down, didn't he?
Oh, did he?
So a penis was seen.
Yes.
Who thought out of the 100,000 men, the 100,000 of penises that could have been seen, one was seen?
Yeah.
Pretty safe bet, really.
So, really, I mean, you didn't specify on the picture or anything.
Mm.
And that video did the rounds.
I mean, to be fair, we did a recording a few weeks ago and I got my penis out then, didn't I? So,
Do we count that Irish fan? Do we count that?
Yes, has a penis been seen? Yes, it counts. To be fair to Pete, it's pithy. It's to the point.
Yeah.
There's no mucking around with fancy, flowery language, is
so
there?
So then, ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the Euro 2016 predictions was Pete Donaldson.
Yes!
Absolutely fantastic.
We've learned here that Pete can broadly predict the future,
which is a worrying development for mankind.
And the new Pete the Octopus.
Pete the Octopus.
Well, put it away.
Which is very fitting. But I will end with a quote. As I often do with these, or certainly used to with these profiles, former Leicester manager Sven-Göran Eriksson summed it up all rather nicely by saying, "It's like a dream for everyone that loves football, and if you love football, then you certainly love Leicester's 2015-16 season." And they're coming into the Dean Redknapp Hall of Fame.
Welcome,
Leicester.
Make yourselves comfortable. Dusty in there.
Absolutely.
Probably get Kanter to clean it out.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much. Say goodbye, Jim.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Luke.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Petey.
Goodbye. See you in a few years.
This was a Radio Staccato production.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year. just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with something, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.